Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Amazon brings the UEFA Champions League.
Unbelievable!
With Tuesday's unmissable match.
Enchantingly wonderful!
World-class players.
Salah!
What a strike!
Incredible drama.
And Haaland!
History in the making.
Rice with take two!
The UEFA Champions League. It's on Prime.
Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Friday. Happy Saturday. What day is it? Jesus Christ. The days are blending together. But I hope you're doing well. I hope you're having a great week and gearing up for a fun weekend, whatever you do. Man, I am in Indianapolis. I got 5 sold-out shows at Helium Comedy Club. My first time doing stand-up here. We did a Dr. Phil Live at the Marat Theater back in June, which was a blast. That is up on my YouTube, by the way, with Rory Scovel, Mark Norman, Joe List, and Donnell Rawlings. But it's a great comedy city. Larry Bird, Caitlin Clark, Reggie Miller. The list goes on and on. David Letterman, booze. These people are fun, drinky. They call it the Nap City, I think. Indianap, right? Nap. Also, they fall asleep at the wheel a lot. I don't know, but it's a cool ass town, and we got 5 sold out shows. Cannot wait. Thanks to all the fans that have showed up. September 26th to the 28th, I'm in Milwaukee at the Milwaukee Improv. September 30th, one show at the Comedy Magic Club in Los Angeles, and then, oh boy, we are hitting the road hard. October 8th and 9th in Cincinnati at the Funny Bone. October 10th and 11th at the Funny Bone in Kansas City. October 15th and 16th at the Omaha Funny Bone. October 21st to the 23rd, Magoobies in Baltimore. October 24th through the 26th, the Comedy Zone in Jacksonville, my first time there. All these shows and tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. We have had to move a few shows for some TV shit. Raleigh, North Carolina will be moved to March at the Improv out there in Cary, North Carolina. And Richmond, Virginia, the Funny Bone, that'll be moved to June. The clubs are going to be contacting you guys ASAP with ticket moves and transfers and all that. So stay tuned. Be patient. I love you. I will be there, but we just have to make a few adjustments. Today's episode is the audio from the Jeremy's House with Timmy No Breaks. If you know him, you dig what he's doing. Very funny kid. A few great Kill Tony appearances. People love him. He's a fun improviser. He's a silly kid. He's funny. And Jeremy had him on the podcast. So this is Jeremy's House with Timmy No Breaks. The audio, a full recap of my Italy-Ireland trip, drinking with Marshawn Lynch, traveling the world with my my sweet, beautiful wife and all the hijinks and hilariousness that ensued. A lot to report back from, and I'm going to do a proper pod. Maybe just audio, but I think I want to do it on camera next week. Also, I'm going to be in Kansas City next week going to Travis Kelce and Pat Mahomes' 1587 Prime Steakhouse opening. So there's going to be a lot to report back on, so I want to make sure I put it all into one sweet pod. Of course, check out all the Dr. Phil Lives at Adam Ray Comedy, youtube.com/AdamRayComedy. Dr. Phil Live from Kansas City comes out next week with Jim Jeffries, Sal Vulcano, Chris Porter, and Eric Stone Street from Modern Family. We just announced the last Dr. Phil Live, by the way, at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles, California. It's an 1,800-seat theater. It's during the holidays. It's going to be bananas. The guests are going to blow your mind. It's on sale now, AdamRayComedy.com. The last Dr. Phil, December 16th here in L.A., get your tickets. And of course, if you're looking to buy another gift for anyone and you live near the Pacific Northwest, I have my first big theater show in Seattle at the Moore Theater, where Nikki Glaser did a special, Joe Coy, Ali Wong, Tom Segura, and Pearl Jam's done music videos there. It's iconic. It's historic. I can't believe I'm going to perform there. That's December 19th in Seattle. Tickets for all these shows and more at AdamRayComedy.com. Of course, the Bruce Robbins Live, the first show we did with Melissa Villaseñor and Jay Moore from the Dynasty Typewriter, just dropped on my YouTube. We're going to try to do a few more of those and a few other exciting announcements coming up. A big announcement on September 23rd, so stay tuned. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Adam Ray Comedy. All your Dr. Phil and Adam Ray merch at AdamRayComedy.com. That's all the bullshit. Enjoy the episode. It's the audio from the Jeremy's House with Timmy No Breaks. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Hey, it's Herbert. Mm-hmm. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Jeremy's House. What's up? Good to see you. My guest today is, you know, we only have hot guys on this show, and today is no exception. Except, fuck! He's wearing a leather jacket. He's wearing sunglasses indoors. You know that's a cool sign. The last guy to do that was a blind guy. Shout out to Stevie Wonder. But this guy comes all the way to us from, fuck, I'm not even sure, but he's here, and we're going to rip it up, live it up, and hopefully figure out how to fucking be super cool while also wearing pants. Guys, keep it up for Timmy No Breaks.
What's up? How's it going? I'm from New Jersey. Do you do research at all, or do you just kind of wing it?
Recently got I steal Wi-Fi from my stepdad. Well, he wants me to call him my stepdad. His name is Jerry. Shout out to Jerry. Hope you die in your sleep. So I don't do a lot of research. I don't even fucking read. I'm more of an audiobook guy, but...
Oh, what are you listening to?
It's a personal question, but mostly audio erotic asphyxiation.
Audio erotic asphyxiation?
It's documentaries about guys who have killed themselves while jerking off. And I can't remember how you exactly pronounce it. Lee, how do you pronounce it?
I think
it's
auto erotic asphyxiation.
What is it?
Have you ever done that? Auto erotic asphyxiation. That's where you choke yourself and then you come.
Whoa, sounds like someone knows a lot about coming.
No, I do. I come a lot.
Super jealous. When's the last time you came?
I came in the bathroom right before I got on. I like to, before I do any podcasting or any performance, I come.
Yeah, there's an old saying that people who have road rage, if they just came, they wouldn't have fucking flicked off that Filipino woman.
That's what I do. Whenever I'm like feeling like I'm getting angry, I love coming.
That's
you know?
So sweet.
Yeah, that's a good way to deal with it for sure.
I've got this fleshlight that I bought on eBay. I'm pretty sure it wasn't used, but you can't tell. Everything out there has been fucking. Even this shirt that I made, I smelled like the guy fucking tried it on before I bought it when I went to the store to pick it up where the guy made the shirt. How old are you?
18.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, I swear to God.
Why you look like you're fucking 30.
You watch your fucking, why don't you watch your fucking mouth? You shouldn't be talking to somebody like that. I'm 18 years old. I swear.
That's what's up. I was 18 20 years ago. I had less acne, obviously. Shout out, Nakashima, not doing the trick. Hoping to get sponsored by Stridex white pads. I've only... It's really throwing me off that you fucking have the swagger of a grown adult man. If you were a porn star, what would be your name?
Big Bill.
Yeah. Let's go. That's what's up. Big who?
Yeah, Big Boy.
B-O-I?
Yeah, B-O-I-I-I-I. Three I's.
And that's what's
it's
up.
Pretty sick. What about you? Virgin? That would be a good porn name for you. Are you a virgin?
Veronica Virgin.
Well, are you playing a lady in porn?
Look, I'm going to be a guy for as long as I can, but if things keep not going according to plan, I might just switch it up and call an audible and snip, snip, pfft, whatever that sound was.
Jeremy's your name?
My name's Jeremy, so I guess Jeremy the Virgin, but that doesn't have a nice ring to it.
How about Jerbear the Big Virgin?
Jerbear the Big Virgin?
We're riffing. We're just coming up with
ideas.
You're
a big riff guy.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you on the... Kill Tony show and you came out. You know what I fucking love? I'm a big like Sinbad guy, right?
Sinbad. I love Sinbad. He's my favorite comic.
Of all time?
All time.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, he's the only comedian that I'm like, that guy's better than me.
Holy shit. I love guys that come out with just fucking charisma, right?
Yeah.
And Sinbad came out. He doesn't use the mic stand like a fucking gear shifter like you do, but he's got pizzazz.
Yeah. So I watch him and I'm just like, man. He was great in Kazam. Have you seen that movie?
I hate to burst your fucking racist bubble, but that's Shaq.
No, it's not. That's Sinbad.
Okay.
In Kazam? Have you ever seen the movie, what was it called?
Oh, I'm thinking of Shazam. Wait, no, that's an app.
Shazam is an app that when you listen, yeah, Kazam with Sinbad.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's Shaq.
I'm pretty sure you're being racist. It's Sinbad.
All right. Who was Shaq in House Guest with Phil Hartman?
He sure was.
Jury rest, Your Honor. So you're from San Diego or New Jersey?
Jersey.
What part?
Big Up.
Who?
Big Up, New Jersey.
Sounds like a fake place.
No,
go
it's
ahead.
Real. It's real. It's a town right outside of Trenton called Big Up.
Can you Google Big Up?
Can you not? Thanks.
So Jersey Shore made Jersey. That put you guys on the map. When Snooki got hit by that PE teacher, everybody was like, oh, shit. Yeah. I got to take a vacation soon.
Yeah, that's when I decided, you know what? I got to get into entertainment, you know?
Because Jersey Shore made people from New Jersey go.
I saw that punch and the contact that she got and the crying and stuff like that. It was like, this is the best TV I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was the first viral video.
It was, yeah, I think that was the first viral video that was on E-Bombs World.
E-Bombs World, shout out
E-Bombs World. And I saw that and was like, God damn, I could do that. I could get punched on camera, become famous, you know, whatever. And so I've been trying to get punched for, I think, 4 years now.
Do you ever get scared going on stage? Because I had to present an award at some autism benefit, and all the kid who brought me up was like spazzing out big time. And he would, not from autism, he was just having, I think, a Caesar salad. Fuck, I started doing
that's
that.
That's a good bit. That's actually funny.
It's not funny.
You should write that down. That's funny.
I'm in this gaming community and everyone's always like chiming in with jokes and like, I'm like a big pun guy, like not the rapper, but there were one of the kids we were gaming with, his name's Gabe, and he was having a fucking Caesar epidemic. Like, he was having like 9 Caesars in a row, and I was like, somebody get this guy some croutons. Nobody laughed, and they actually kicked me off the stream, but...
Get him croutons? Oh, Caesar, like Caesar salad.
Yeah, it's not... It's,
so a guy had 8 Caesars, and you were like, get this guy some croutons.
See, it's funny when you say it.
Yeah, I think it's... It can be... I don't want to give you too much advice.
This is not a place to fucking lie.
Okay, so it's how you're saying it, so you got to be like, hey, get this guy some croutons, and then say... That's a punchline. Try it again. Take it from the top.
So the guy sees, so Caesar, 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 Caesar. So imagine some guy Caesaring out, and then I'll go, hey, somebody get this guy some croutons. Punchline.
That's a punchline.
That's a punchline.
Yeah.
So that's your catchphrase.
I got like 50.
Let's hear them. Give me the 37th best punch.
I think my 37th is, look at my eyes, you'll come. That's a pretty good one. That's number 37. Shit. 38 is, are you black or what?
Oh, shit. You save that if you see a guy that looks like Sinbad.
Yeah, so whenever I see a Sinbad-based guy, which is black guys, but I see a black guy, I'm like, you're a Sinbad-based man.
Anything more racist than saying Sinbad-based.
No, I mean, I think it's a compliment. Sinbad is like, he's the best comedian.
I think so. He's up there with Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, Joel McHale. Do you like Joel McHale?
Oh,
my God. He had his shirt. He's great. He's great.
Have you ever seen Animal Control on Fox?
Oh, my God. Did we just become best friends? I mean, I would literally beat the shit out of somebody like you in high school, but I'm a changed man.
Well,
you're
still fucking pretty much in high school.
7.5-inch dick. Oh, yeah, I'm 18.
You're dressed like this kid Tyler who had Down syndrome and would always quote Jean-Claude Van Damme movies from my high school. I'm fucking serious.
Are you serious?
Yeah, his name was Tyler. I forget his last name, but he had Down syndrome and he'd always do roundhouse kicks in school.
Wow. And
leather jacket, no sunglasses, so you got him there. But he wore a wife beater, no pants, so you got him beat there. He wore jean shorts, leather jacket, no shirt.
Did he wear a yellow belt as well, like a karate belt? Or different Down syndrome guy?
Because
I had a guy like that dressed like that. It's actually what inspired this look. But he would also wear a karate belt.
White belt they give you when you sign up. Yellow belt they give you for doing what?
You have to cut a piece of wood with your... Yeah, no, it's not. I don't think it's a Tekken thing. I think you take your hand, and it's like a piece of plywood. You cut it, and they're like, yellow belt. They just say that, and they give it to you.
You believe in aliens?
No, I don't. I don't believe in anything I can't see. So if I can't see your tits, I don't believe in them. That's why I tell a woman to take out their tits so I can be like, I believe that those are tits.
You're like the Fabio of anatomy. And then remember when Fabio was like, I can't believe it's not butter. But you can believe that those are titties.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know who what Fabio the fuck is? You just said.
You don't know who fucking Fabio is?
No, who's that? Fabio?
Lee, Google Fabio for the first and last time on this fucking show. Fabio is an Italian-American actor who's been in some movies. Dude, Where's My Car? Zoolander, Acapulco Heat, Bubble Boy.
Oh, he was in Bubble Boy?
So
Bubble Boy is one of my favorite movies.
So he's
is that the Jake Gyllenhaal Bubble Boy?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh,
this
man.
Is the guy who was the basis for, like, romance novels. Like, women would play with themselves. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And every guy they were doing that to was Fabio.
No
way. Muscles. I mean, it's funny because you look at him and you go, that guy fucks?
Looks like me.
Looks like me, yeah. Oh, me a little bit. Well, without the fucking Susan Boyle on my forehead, but.
It's fun.
You ever get acne?
No, I never got it. So, well, I got it once and I was like, I don't have it. And then I just lived my life.
So how do you seduce a woman at 18 years old? How do you get a woman to come over to your house, say what's up, take her clothes off, get in your bed, play some Halo?
So I use the dating app. It's called Kids Time, and it's if you're 18 or younger, you can use it to date women that are older.
She's like older women, like Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, Susan Sarandon's like a top five for me, probably.
She's unreal. She's like, I think she's 69, which worked out, but I think she's out.
Is she 69?
I think she's, and she's in her.
That rules.
Can we Google Susan Sarandon age, Lee? Susan, I mean, what? So, I've got a fleshlight. My mom's boyfriend, Jerry, got me one of those pocket pussies, and I was like, that's fucking disgusting.
Your mom's boyfriend got you a pocket pussy?
Yeah, it was the weirdest Christmas of all time.
That is bizarre.
I don't want to say I didn't use it, but I definitely didn't clean it either. So it was like 78. Get the fuck out of here. Susan Sarandon's
78?
No fucking way. No, she's not. Holy fucking shit.
Can you type in Susan Sarandon tits?
Oh, dude.
Can we do that? Can we look at that?
Yeah, we might have to blur this for YouTube.
Crazy. And then,
wait, look at the first. Whoa.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Holy shit.
You know how old she was there, right?
Not 78.
69. I think she was 69 there.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, let's be honest. We've all turned to some pretty random people for advice. I've talked to my stepdad, my dog, Pickles. I've unloaded on my barber. I cut my own hair, so it's me. I've gotten deep with my Postmates driver. It's gotten very weird. I wasn't wearing pants. And once I had a full heart-to-heart with a guy restocking cereal at the grocery store, and he looked at me and he was putting the Frosted Flakes away, and he goes, how are you? And I go, I'm great. And he said, sir, put pants on. That's two no pants jokes. And anyway, I had a heart-to-heart with myself recently and said, I need something better. And when it comes to the bigger stuff like anxiety, relationships, or just feeling stuck in the, day-to-day of life, maybe the guy, you know, that you've been talking to at the gas station is not the guy. He's trying to sell you rubbers for $20 a pop, and that's not right. And he's selling them out of his car. So, look, that's where BetterHelp comes in. They've been helping people find their right therapist match for over 10 years, and they've got over 30,000 therapists and 5 million people served worldwide. That's incredible. They've got a 4.9 rating from over 1.7 million reviews. And look, all you got to do is start filling out a short questionnaire and BetterHelp does the match for you. These are licensed, credentialed therapists who are trained to actually help you. And if it's not a fit, you can switch therapists at any time, no extra cost. It's all online, flexible, easy to work into your schedule. And it's the largest online therapy platform for a reason. So if you want to help yourself, get with it. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Find the one that best suits you with BetterHelp. Our listeners right now, my ALN listeners, get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/aboutlastnight. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/aboutlastnight. Start investing in yourself and feeling better because you deserve it.
So, Timmy No Breaks, where do you get a nickname like that? You ever take the break? You ever take the gas off the pedal? You ever take some breaks?
No, never.
What about somebody gives you
B-R-E-E-A-K? No, B-R-A-K-E-S, no. Well,
somebody just announced to the world they don't know how to fucking spell.
I don't know how to read. I don't know how to write.
Are you anorexic or dyslexic?
No, I'm not anorexic or dyslexic. My mom never taught me. I was homeschooled, but I didn't get homeschooled
Shout out.
During that time.
Shout out to all the homeschool teachers out there that don't touch their kids.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great?
Imagine getting molested by your fucking homeschool teacher.
That would be insane. Which is your mom?
Wait. So why you go to public school?
My mom was like, "I want to raise you, and I want to raise you to be a smart man." And I was like, "What do you mean?" You know, I was 8 years old, and she's like, "I want to raise you to be a smart man, and so I'm going to teach you everything I know." And she didn't teach me anything. She had the right intentions, but she never gave me a lesson in anything. So I was self-taught, you know? I grew up on the streets playing Cracker Jacks and slinging dope and just learned stuff the hard way.
What age were you selling dope at?
7.
See, I knew we had more in common than I realized because my mom, similar thing, dad left when I was 15. It was right before I got my driver's permit and crashed into an Arby's, and they took my permit away and said, "You can't drive till 23, San Antonio rules." But my mom was like, "Here's a fucking," she gave me some nunchucks and like a fucking, like a how to better yourself. Like it was a how to, it was a cookbook or something. And she was like, "Just fucking stay out of my fucking way." And so that really brought us closer because I was like, you know, the whole saying, when nobody loves you, everybody
loves you.
So yeah, that's what made me go online. And that's
the saying is, when nobody loves you, everybody loves you.
Everybody loves you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like Lindsay Lohan. She went fucking, she made Herbie Fully Loaded.
Great movie.
Underrated. Very. Then she went to fucking Mexico and did a reality show where she was being a fucking cunt at a beach club.
Yeah.
She was like, "Bring me a breakfast burrito, you fucking gay guy." And everybody was like, "Jesus Christ."
What was the name of that show?
Lee, can you look up Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club? Came up from Lindsay Lohan to roast my friend Todd. Sorry, there it is. Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club.
Oh my God.
On MTV of all places, the same place that brought you Real World and Beavis and Butthead, brought you Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club. See, she was going through a rough time. She just got back from, I think, doing Blow with Wilmer Valderrama. And they were just like, she was like, "What if I just go to fucking," where does it take place? Tulum? Doesn't fucking matter. Welcome back to Who Gives a Shit. So,
Mykonos.
We're good. Lee.
What's Livin' Lohan? Is that a movie or is that another reality TV show?
That's a reality. So Lindsay Lohan's family was like, "How do we get some of this hot bread?" So they did that. Yeah,
that's Lindsay Lohan's family.
That's
She's
her mom
not even
and her sister.
That?
The other Lohans that nobody gives. It should have been called "Nobody Fucking Cares About This Section of the Family." That Lohan. It should have been called. Hold on a second. It should have been called. Oh, it's Dina Lohan's mom. So it should have been called Dina Lohan? No thanks, period.
Do you have a problem with Lindsay Lohan? Did she like do something to you? Or?
Yeah, she just gave me a bad cameo.
Oh, okay. All right.
You ever seen Ellen DeGeneres live?
Yeah. She was fantastic. She's top five for me.
Dude, you like all the comedy greats. Ellen, Sinbad. How long were you breastfed?
I was breastfed for a long time. I didn't stop. Well, so there was a break. I was breastfed until I was 7.
Regular.
And then there was a break. Regular.
Regular style.
Regular style. She sometimes would get down like a cow and, you know, be like, you know, like that. And then I would slide in under her, attached to the nipple, and kind of be like her calf or whatever.
It's safer to do it that way.
There was a scientific study that I didn't read. It was told to me by my mother.
They say
it was a double blind study.
Would you go? What was your favorite boob to suck on?
The left, I think. I was more of a left guy.
Do you have a favorite game show?
Yeah, The Price is Right.
I want to go on The Price is Right so fucking bad.
Is this still a show?
Bob Barker died. Drew Carey took over. Some people say it's not watchable.
Type in Drew Carey's tits.
Well, there's, you know what I love it? It's like you get people from the Midwest that travel. Mm-hmm. 500 miles, Vanessa Carlton style, all the way to Los Angeles to fucking win a dinette set or a big screen TV. You'll get like some fat fucking woman named like Deb from fucking Iowa, and she's like, "I love pancakes." And then Duke Carey's like, "Well, if you can guess the price of these pancakes, we'll fucking give you a couch." I haven't seen the show ever. All right, so Logan Paul or Jake Paul?
I would go Jake, I think, because I'm a big fan of his boxing. I think he's a very good boxer. Whoa. So I like.
You're
to
the
watch...
one Jake Paul fan in this fucking room.
Oh, you like Logan?
No, I'm a Evander Holyfield guy.
Oh, I didn't know there was an option. You said which one?
Yeah. Well, the question was
it a trick question? I was supposed to say no.
Well, if you're having to pick Paul, which coming up after Living Lohan is Pick Paul, where you just have to pick your favorite Paul.
Yeah.
It got canceled.
Oh, is that a game show?
Should be. Hosted by who?
Pick Paul? Jeremy Renner. Wait, is that who?
I don't know.
I thought that was...
I fucking love
I thought
Jeremy
we were
going to
say it at the same time.
I fucking love Jeremy. Wait, Pick Paul. Here's what it is. It's a show where it's a dating game with Chris Paul, Logan Paul, and Jake Paul. And some woman who's fucking, let's say she's a giant fucking whore.
Yeah.
And whoever she picks, she has to fuck on camera.
Fuck yeah. And Paul Dano, maybe. He comes in and they're like, get out of here. You're ugly. And there's just like a little like cameo every episode.
Oh, imagine being Paul Dano right now here in this episode.
Oh my God. You got to get him on here.
Well, if I'm being honest with you, Paul Dano, Academy Award nominee, but
he didn't win, did he?
If he's at urinal, no guy's going, how big is his dick?
Yeah. How big do you think his dick is?
3.5 hard.
3.5 hard? Paul Dano? So he's got like a micro penis? Is that micro? What's micro?
Micro machines.
Sorry?
Micro machines.
Oh, is that what you call a micro penis?
You don't know what micro machines are?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You are 18. Lee, pull up micro machines. You ever had a wet dream?
I have them all the time
about
still.
What?
It's always like I never am fucking somebody. I'm always just like it's right at contact. I explode.
That's my problem. I can't.
But it's never penetration. It's like a weird thing. I don't know.
I do not know how I would ever satisfy a woman because the penetration part is what fucking terrifies me.
Oh, really? Have you had the option to fuck a woman or it's just never even been on the table?
On Sims.
On the Sims? The video game The Sims? You could fuck in The Sims?
Things have gotten wild in The Sims world.
Have you thought about like going on a dating app, Jeremy, or something like that? I feel like you could, you know, find some like disgusting girl who will fuck you.
Well, there's a lot of people with low standards. There's a lot of I got friends in low places, but I got one of my friends is becoming a life coach, which you know that means things are going downhill.
Yeah, for
sure.
She
was in rehab 7 months ago.
Oh, that's crazy.
And now she's trying to tell me how to live my life.
What? That's crazy. What kind of advice is she giving you?
She was like, can I borrow $50,000? You should loan your friends money. I was like, I don't have that much money. Let me talk to my mom.
Yeah.
But my ideal woman has a job, has a car, has a house. Can I borrow the car? Yes. Can I sleep in the house? Yes. Will she cook for me? Yes. I have no problem Uber Eatsing, but, you know, Uber Eats is getting also super sketchy. They find out where you live, then they show up. They fucking, you know how many times Uber Eats has taken a picture of my food and then taken it?
7.
Bingo.
Really? I
yep.
nailed it?
7 soups. Gone.
You know what's crazy? Every single time somebody's been like, and I really mean every time, has been like, guess how much? I've always gotten it right.
Okay, let's play a little game called
guess how much?
Yep. Guess how many times I think about Tom Hanks movies in one day?
4.
Got it. Guess how many times I've thought about busting a nut on a pair of fake titties?
13.
Nailed it. Guess how many times I've been to Arby's in the last 6 months?
I would say 36.
Guess how many times I've thought about having a coffee date with Gail King?
That would be 36 as well. Am I nailing each one?
Every one of these has been spot on. God. Guess how many times I've been on Kill Tony?
0.
1. Suck on that dick.
Oh my God, that's the first time I've ever been wrong.
What's the best conversation you've ever had with a stripper? I know you're only 18, but there's most strip clubs let in 15-year-olds if you play your cards right.
Well, I've been 18 for about 2 months, and
happy belated.
Thank you. And
how'd you celebrate?
By going to a strip club.
Let's go. That's yeah. What's up.
And I've gone almost every night since I turned 18. So I haven't been to one of these. That's insane that you could be 15 and go to a strip club.
It's
I had
insane.
No idea.
Oh, when I was 15, my friend's dad took us to the Spearmint Rhino.
Oh, in Las Vegas.
Nope, in Rancho Cucamonga.
And no, it's in Las Vegas.
Well, there was one in Rancho Cucamonga, and it got shut down because it was one of those. Remember the late 90s? They were doing coffee shop, like the barista, like the girls. It was like bikini baristas.
Yep, bikini baristas.
Some guy would be like, "Can I get a vanilla frappuccino, and also, can you fucking spit in your hand and fucking work some magic?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that place got shut down. That's what this was. Rancho Cucamonga, by the way, so shady.
Yeah, It sounds like a made-up place. That name sounds like a Mario game.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like Mario, Super Mario?
Super Mario.
No, it's pronounced Mario. Jeremy, I think every single time I say something, you should just agree with it. I feel like I know more than you.
You do look like you know more than me.
Yeah.
You look like a guy that, you look like the type of guy that, like, you show up.
And I fuck.
You look like the type of guy, like, I used to have a babysitter named Corinne. And before my dad left, RIP, he's not dead, he said to me, my dad would come home and always wink at my babysitter. You've got that energy, like mom's in bed.
Like that?
You kind of look like Jason Biggs on...
Yeah, I've gotten that. I've gotten that a lot. Jason Biggs, yeah. I get that.
Well, that's a compliment. That guy.
Yeah, one of the highest men in Hollywood.
Well, that guy fucked so hard that they even baked goods were like rolled over and over.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah. God, what a great movie, American Pie. Oh.
Favorite quote from that movie?
I fucked this pie and I don't care.
That was in that movie?
Yeah.
I go back and watch it.
Yeah, you gotta watch that movie again. I think Sinbad in that?
Sinbad was definitely in American Pie 4. Let's see. Do you ever want to go to the moon? I wrote down.
Do I ever want to go to the moon?
Yeah.
That's a crazy question. I never thought about that. I would say, yeah, why not?
Katy Perry went to space.
She did. I saw that.
So let's say Tony Hinchcliffe gets a bunch of money,
mm-hmm.
and he goes, all right.
He's a poor man, right?
What if Tony Hinchcliffe was like, Red Van, we're going to the moon. We're bringing Timmy No Brakes and Hans Kim.
Me, Hans, the moon? God. What a trip.
So if he takes you, Hans, Red Band, to the moon, are you
That's
going?
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Are you going?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I would go. Me and Hans are like that. Me and Hans go, we hit the town.
Chinese finger
chicks.
Trap?
Yeah, Chinese finger trap. Is that that's the one where you put your dick in with your bud?
Whoa. They pull up. Wait, what is, Hans is seriously a good friend of yours?
Yeah, he's like literally one of my boys.
Did you know him before you went on Kill Tony or after?
No, I've only known him for like a couple days, but like you know when like you're somebody.
Oh,
best
you
friend.
Know. Do you know how many people I've met at fucking bus stops and been like, psycho or new pal?
You've made best friends at bus stops?
Oh, I think that's what I just fucking said.
Don't get fucking fresh with me, dickhead.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, my blood sugar's dropping and I had a Crustable last night and the fucking, something about the jelly and Crustables is like, first of all, not, Surgeon General warning says, the jelly and Crustables is not safe.
Is that what it says on the box?
I'd rather fucking squeeze a bottle of KY jelly in between a couple of breadsticks that look like butt cheeks.
That's what's up. That's
it's not
what's
up. It's not what's up. I got fired from the Olive Garden for doing that.
How many times do you come a day? Or a week. I don't want to assume that it's every day for you.
So, I've been trying to take a little sabbatical from it. Not for Lent. You know how some people don't come for Lent?
Yeah. You kind of doing that?
I'm trying to go 40 days and 40 nights like Josh Hartnett.
Oh, okay. What are you on right now?
Day two.
And are you like just freaking the fuck out?
All I can think about is busting a nut.
Oh, man. That must be hard when you have that many fleshlights. How many fleshlights do you pocket pussies fleshlights?
I have two fleshlights charged, but Jerry used one of the chargers for his fucking what's it called? Elon
Guitar.
Musk car. The Elon Musk car.
Oh, his yep.
How come I can't fucking remember what the name of Elon Musk? The Nazi mobile, what is it?
Tesla.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Cybertruck.
So
does he have a cyber?
I don't. We're moving on. What is
Well, I want to stay on that.
How long have you had a leather jacket? Who you say you got it from your dad, right?
I got this from my dad. Yeah, it was at a circus. It's a long story, but
oh, don't just fucking say my dad was in the circus and not fucking tell the rest.
He wasn't in the circus. He would take me in the circus at least once a week, and then he was a fisherman, and he would love to go to the circus with me. And there was one day, and I told this on Kill Tony, but there was one day, totally true. They would shove these little people
and
midgets. Can I say that? I don't know if you have to bleep that for YouTube.
But
they would put them in this cannon, and one time they accidentally aimed it at a wall, and so this midget was shot out, hit the wall,
shit,
so hard that I think he luckily died on impact.
Fuck,
and it was crazy. We're all there. We're like, oh
shit,
And then he like slid down. And this guy, this fucking, I guess, hero of a man, took off his leather jacket, put it on this midget, and just covered him up. So, we couldn't see it. And I was a boy. I was, six or something. So it was good to, you know, not have to look at that for a long time. And then I went to Goodwill and I found this at Goodwill.
I thought you were gonna say I went to Goodwill and I found the midget that was worked that was at the circus and he survived and he was working at Goodwill.
No.
Remember COVID?
Yeah.
Fucking wild, right?
Do you like it? Do you have fun?
Love COVID.
You did?
Beat Halo 6 times.
You're a big gamer. What games do you like, Jeremy?
Star Fox, Super Mario 3, Mario Kart, Grand Theft Auto, Dead Red Redemption, Mortal Kombat, the newer one. Old Mortal Kombat is like old American Idol. It's just like...
Have you played any of these like AI fuck games? Like Pornhub AI fuck games or something?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I'm serious. There's games like Pornhub. I think the games on Pornhub, yeah.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Yeah, I know. So you can play these games, right? Where you're in control and there's a woman and you can fuck the woman. And you can choose what you want to do. You could be like, touch her arm or touch her leg or whatever. Or spread her leg and she lets you do whatever you want.
What if you just like see if she's got some mints on her purse?
Yes, right. And then you could type things in and she'll respond.
Give her
whatever.
A back rub, get her in the mood.
Right.
Maybe she said, maybe you start rubbing her back. She's like, don't touch me. And you're like, and you can put handcuffs on her.
Well, it's not that detailed yet. I think it's getting there.
So it's just pretty much like touch or don't touch.
Yeah, well, it's so you can touch, you say, you have to type in, it's like the terminal on like Mac, like a hacker thing, like you have to / touch arm or touch leg. Or
so it's
touch
like Twister.
Foot. Yeah, kind
like
of.
Like left foot pussy.
Kind of. Well, I haven't tried that. That's very creative.
Does she look realistic or does she look like one of those Banana Republic mannequins? Because I was at Banana Republic recently and I locked eyes with those mannequins and I didn't sleep for a week.
Oh, shit. Really? Are they pretty bad? I've never shot that Banana Republic.
I didn't sleep for a week, Timmy Nobrecht. What the fuck do you think? Sorry. God damn it. Sorry.
I mean, nobody's ever spoken to me like that and gotten away with it, but I'll let it slide.
What's the last fight you've been in?
Jesus Christ. I mean, 2 days ago, maybe?
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. It was this little guy, and I was like, I'm going to fucking fuck you up. He was like, what? I'm like, I'm going to fight you right now. And he's like, all right. And I just got in this fight. And I lost.
He was like, I'm just trying to give you your coffee, man. This is coffee bean.
Yeah. He was like, I was like, I don't want to pay for that. I want that for free.
Oh.
And, you know, I don't know. Afterwards, to be honest, I'm like, that was kind of fucked up.
Yeah, but sometimes you gotta act like you've been there before. That's what my mom's boyfriend, Jerry, fuck Jerry, I hope you die in your sleep, always
said. It
sounds
like he's giving you good advice, though. I don't know why you hate this guy.
I hate him, but I hate him. I hope he dies, but yeah, like, before he dies, I hope he's not wrong all the time. He's just like, he fucks my mom. He always tells me he fucks my mom.
Oh, he does. Okay. Have you ever heard or seen?
That's a personal question.
That you're going to answer right now.
So, last Thanksgiving, I went back for leftovers. I was bringing them to my room. I was like, I'm going to go watch Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. And I got some mashed potatoes. I got some turkey. I got some stuffing. And Jerry goes, you might want to take your time with every bite, is what I'm about to say when I eat your mom's fucking box. And I was like,
He said that.
As I'm walking
directly
away, I'm already thinking about the opening scene of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, how fucking stoked I am to be fucking mid bite watching the opening scene of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Holy shit.
And he's like, can't wait to fucking T-fuck, mom. And I was like, you ever heard someone T-fuck somebody through a wall? It is a terrible sound. Because I hear him going, and then it just sounds like somebody's like, it sounds like someone's going down a crocodile mile with no water on it.
Wait, take that again?
It's like somebody's going down a crocodile mile with no water on it, and all of a sudden I just hear like sandpaper on the back of a Rice Krispie box.
Is that what your mom's put? Look, I don't mean any disrespect.
This is not her vagina, this is her breast.
Oh, so she's got dry breasts.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Anyway, my guest today has been Timmy Nobrecht. Thank you so much for being here, man. You fucking rule. I saw you on Kill Tony. I saw you on the internet. You're super fucking funny. I've always wanted a friend that was 20 years younger than me. That's what's up. Even though you're dressed like a softball coach that hits the kids, you definitely have a sweet aura to you. You've got charisma. You probably don't have any STDs. I bet you have a debit card and a laptop. That's what's up. Are you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on social media. Timmy No Breaks.
Timmy No Breaks. So you guys,
that's what's up.
That's what's up. Oh shit! Wait, what's and that wait.
And that's a punchline.
Well, give me something. If we had some booze, I'd say we'll do a cheers. But do you have a joke that you like to go out on, like a fun joke, like a new joke you're working on, or just some fun joke?
Yeah. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Mejor.
Mejor who?
Mejor wife broke my heart.
That's what's up.